Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning. It is Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio, and the show is Sunday Magazine, and I'm honored this morning to be joined by two gentlemen. We're going to be talking to both of them this morning, Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant. We're going to be talking about the Marine Corps League and its history and its purpose, all type of things we want to get to this morning, but I want to welcome you both and say good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with Jim this morning. I just want to get a little bit of background on Jim, where he's born and raised, how he got involved with the Marine Corps. So I'm going to start with you, Mr. Price, and if that's okay, I call you Jim. Mr. Price, what would you prefer?
Sir.
No,
Jim would be fine.
I should give you the respect. Sir, thank
no.
you.
No. Jim.
All right, Jim. Thank you all for your service, of course. All right, so how did you get involved? Tell us a little bit about born and raised and how you got involved with this.
Well, I was born and raised in the county in Waynesburg, and I graduated from high school in 69, and I knew I was going to be drafted. I wanted to decide where I wanted to go instead of them putting me where they wanted. So I joined the Marine to challenge myself, and it worked out pretty well, as a matter of fact. I came out a different person than what I went in as, and I think it really turned my life around. And I didn't really have much to do as far as with the Marine Corps after I got out until I had met Dave White here in my job capacity, and he introduced me to the Marine Corps League, and I went to a couple meetings and found out this is something I would like to do, the comradeship with fellow Marines. Because the Marines are a brotherhood, and it's something that very few people know about unless you are a Marine. And it was very, very edifying, let's put it that way, because I had never joined any other organizations whatsoever. And this fit what I needed.
And that's what we're going to be finding out about this morning, so much more. And I'm learning, too, as we go along. We're talking this morning to past Commandant Dave White and Jim Price, Commandant. And I want to hear both of your takes on what the Marine Corps League is. And it's out of Washington County. And throughout this interview off the air, I was telling both of the men that I'll be giving a website, too. So there's a lot of information. I was looking at the website prior to this interview this morning. I'll be giving it throughout the course of the interview. MCL1138.tripod.com. Super easy. It's MCL1138.tripod.com. And throughout the interview, we'll be giving you that website. All right. So we got a little bit of a backstory this morning, and now we need to focus on Dave. So Dave, talk about your history, your backstory a little bit, and bring us up to speed on how you got involved with the Marine Corps League today.
Okay. I'm from Washington County.
Okay.
Born and raised, went to Chartiers, Houston, right out of high school. I was already enlisted in the Marine Corps my junior year of high school. So about 3 weeks after graduation, I'm on the way to Parris Island. After leaving the Corps, came back, went to school. I felt I was still missing something. And I, quite frankly, joined as a member at large in the Marine Corps League when I was a corporate guy in Central West Virginia.
Oh.
And I got word that, hey, they're starting up the Marine Corps League detachment in Washington County. And I became one of the charter members to get it up and running. So our detachment's been around since about 2004 and been heavily involved, serving on a local, state, national level, obviously as past commandant, recruiting fine recruits like the gentleman to my left here, Jim Price. And, we just stay hard charging. And for folks to know, a lot of folks never heard of the Marine Corps League.
Right,
a majority
right.
Never heard of the Marine Corps League. It is a veteran service organization that was originally founded by the infamous Major General John Lejeune. you know, the base, Camp Lejeune. That's him. He's a past commandant of the Marine Corps. Is founded in 1923 and later chartered by Congress in 1937. So that's about the same time frame that the American Legion was also founded as well. Whereas this organization is set up only for honorably discharged Marines, or FMF, that's Fleet Marine Force, chaplains, and also corpsmen.
Wow.
So these are the folks that serve with us and wear our uniforms, the chaplain and the corpsman. They take care of us. They're our own as well. But we also have associate members too. So anybody can join. They'd have to be an associate member. But the regular members are reserved for Marines and FMF Navy corpsmen and FMF Navy chaplains. So they've been around that long. Nationally, the organization in total is somewhere around 50,000.
Wow.
Our detachment in Washington County, we're looking at under 150. But, you know, hey, the Marine Corps League, just like the way the Marine Corps is compared to the other service, we're small, but we're agile. You know, we're hard chargers. And most of us are also members of other veteran service organizations like myself in the Legion for 30 plus years, Son of the Legion, stuff like that, and VFWs. But there is something a little different, something a little special when you're around with your brothers and sisters of the Corps. And that's where we really excel. When we get together, we really get things done.
Wow, what a history. What a great purpose. We're talking this morning to Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant, Marine Corps League. We're going to find out all about it out of Washington County. And we're going to give you the website throughout this morning. This is Odyssey Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. It's Melanie Taylor. The website is mcl1138.tripod.com. You can find information out there. And like I said this morning to both of you, Mr. White and Mr. Price, both of you sirs this morning, that I'm going to be asking questions that maybe somebody listening this morning may know and some may not know. So exactly, and this can go to Jim or Dave, what is a commandant? Explain what that is, that title, that name.
Commandant comes from Marine Corps is run by the commandant. He is a four-star general.
Okay.
And he is the head guy for the Marine Corps. And so every organization, including the national, the state, and all the detachments are headed by a commandant. That's basic, I guess, term that you would use would be a commandant. And that's where that all came from. That's throughout the Marine Corps.
And how are you becoming a past and then a current? Is that, what does that mean? So past and current.
Well, a current commandant is like myself. I was elected in that position.
Okay.
And I am the current commandant. And in Dave's case, he was the commandant, was like 6-7 years ago.
Got it.
So he is a past commandant. And we have a number of them.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. So Dave, you know, you touched upon, you know, the requirements a little bit. So for the membership to be involved in the Marine Corps League, is there costs, benefits? Explain that a little bit to our listeners this morning.
Well, the most basic cost is just the cost of membership. For example, for our detachment, a new member coming in is $30 for the first year and $28 to renew thereafter. That's just the basic cost. I would say the bigger thing is time.
Time.
Whatever you get as much out of it based on how much you want to put into it. And with that, that's when we start getting involved in things like Race Across America. You know, how do you put a cost on that? We support directly with the Marine Corps League Washington County Detachment 1138. We support the National Cemetery of the Alleghenies, which is in our backyard. And so we've been hard charging up there. I would say since we started raising funds for that, we're close to over about $75,000 over the last few years that we've been raising funds for that. We want a wreath on the grave of every one of our fallen. Now, anything less,
that won't do.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
So since we fired up our fundraising crew, that's been happening at the National Cemetery. In fact, everybody that contributes up there, not just the Marine Corps League, has really turned it up a notch to make sure that happens. And we're very grateful to be part of that. The other things we get involved in, we recognize the Eagle Scouts locally. So they get awards. We recognize that high level of activity, the attainment of Eagle Scouts, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, you want to cover some of the other
we're involved in?
Yes, every the first Wednesday.
Okay.
Of every month, we do what they call up. They have a Moments of Remembrance at the Cemetery of the Alleghenies. And that's for all veterans that were interred without honors. So we go up, not just us, but there's a group of people that show up every Wednesday. And like, I think it's every third month we do the honor guard for that. And it's all to honor the veterans that were buried without honors. And that's something that's very special to us.
Yes.
And our detachment has at least 7 to 8 regular members that show up every month for that. And that's something we are proud of there also. And we've been, of course, COVID-19 stepped in on us. So we're trying to get into these nursing homes.
Right.
And honor the veterans that are there. Because, a lot of times people that are in these homes, they don't get regular visitors, and the veterans seem to get left out. And it was very important for us to try and get back into this again.
This is Dave again.
Yes,
two
Dave.
Major, one of the major programs nationally is the Marine for Life program. I happen to be the point for our detachment as well. And the Marine for Life program is like taking care of our own. What do we do with our transitioning brothers and sisters as they come out? How do they find employment, vocation, even questions about the local community, housing, whatever. That comes from the top down. Whereas I'm a liaison for the detachment, we have direct representation with the Corps out of Greater Pittsburgh. We have a master sergeant assigned from the reserves. And that's one of the things we're looking to do now. We're trying to coordinate an event right in our South Point area because we have major employers there and we have plenty of venues to set up something. So these younger Marines or Marines that are looking for more gainful employment to come out and, hey, here's the vets. Here's the hard chargers. These are the folks you want to employ. And marry them up with these businesses. So the Marine for Life program is all about that. And marksmanship. Hey, male, female, whatever. If you're a jarhead and you like hanging out with jarheads, you like to shoot. Tools of the trade. And you want to talk about camaraderie. We get out to the range and we do events like we have one coming up called Guns and Grub. We put the food out there. We reserve the range. We shoot a little bit. We talk about safety because, hey, if you're going to own a firearm, you need to be proficient or you're going to get yourself or others hurt with it. And right. We're strong believers in that as well.
This is so indicative, especially since this past year and a half, almost 2 years of everything that's been going on in the world with the pandemic, that this camaraderie that you speak of and the honoring and the helping, we need more of that. And you guys have been doing this for years, but it seems like even more now you need that help out there. And for everybody to know that this is something right, in our backyards, this is really, really necessary. There could be people listening today that that aren't even aware or would like to get involved with you.
On that note there, we have our meetings on the fourth Thursday of every month.
The fourth Thursday.
And it's at the Elks Lodge, Main Street in Washington. And anybody is welcome to come in, even as a visitor, if they want to check things out, maybe become involved. So that's something that anybody can do.
That's
even as an associate member.
Yeah, that's great to know. We're talking this morning to Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant of the Marine Corps League here in Washington. We're finding so much out this morning. This is Odyssey Radio. It's Melanie Taylor once again giving you that website, MCL1138.tripod.com. That takes you directly to what Jim and Dave have been talking about this morning, their website, their homepage there, MCL1138.tripod.com. Now, I want to ask you, we're going to circle back around to some things in case somebody's just joining us late, but I want to talk about this upcoming Marine Corps birthday ball. Can one of you men please touch upon that, the event that's coming up?
Yes, it should be on the 13th of November.
Okay.
It will be held at the Elks Lodge, and our tickets will be on sale starting at the meeting in September. I believe it's the 251st.
Oh, wow.
Because the Marine Corps was founded in November the 10th.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, November 9th. 19, listen to 1775.
Wow.
So we're as old as the country is. we like to celebrate this birthday every year. It's been done for, how many years would that be, Dave? For past, since our inception, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Long time.
The Marines and their birthday are very passionate. Yes. Even on the battlefield, Marines find a way to celebrate the birthday. There's pictures of the renowned Chesty Puller, probably the most famous Marine and most decorated Marine going, cutting a cake across the hood of his Jeep in Korea. Mm. So we take this seriously. We preserve our traditions of the Marine Corps. We celebrate that, remember the past. We look at the current, and we also look to the future of the Corps. So we got to preserve and protect our traditions.
That's wonderful.
Like last year, of course, COVID stepped in on it. We couldn't have a birthday ball, but we did find the time and the place to get together to celebrate it amongst ourselves, because we could not let it go by without at least celebrating Marine Corps birthday. And it is a very important part of what we do.
I'm sure you guys did it, and you did it safely. That's great that you were able to find a way, you know, to do that and not pass that over last year. We're talking this morning to Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant of the Marine Corps League here in Washington. The website is mcl1138.tripod.com for information. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. Let's circle back around. We have about 7 minutes left. What exactly is the Marine Corps League, and where is it located, and how can somebody get involved?
Well, like I said, we have our membership meetings on the fourth Thursday of every month at the Elks Lodge in Washington. That's on Maiden Street. And you can come to the meetings, and you can pick up a application for membership. And if you want to, if you're not a Marine, you can still be an associate member. And if you are a Marine with a DD-214 with an honorable discharge, you can become a regular member. And as far as being involved, even as an associate, you can hold positions such as paymaster, chaplain, different things that is, and be, you know, head of committees to help, raise funds. And on that very thing is on our Reach Across America fundraiser, we do not benefit from that whatsoever. There are organizations out there that use that as a fundraiser, but we do not. Every penny that we get goes to Reach Across America. It's a 3-for-2. You buy 2 Reach, you get a third one free. And so everything we get goes to Reach Across America. That does not a nickel that goes into our pocket.
And if I can expand on that just a little bit, if you're interested in getting involved in your community, if you're into patriotism, supporting the military, whatnot, again, you don't have to be an Army discharged Marine. We'll take you in as an associate. You have almost all the activity available to you as a regular member. Other than being an elected officer, you can do everything else. If you're interested, get on the website, and you can send us an email directly from the website for more information. But that website is a major source. It's loaded with education about the league and specifically about our detachment, what we stand for, what we do. If that sounds like something you're interested in, please reach out to us.
That's great to know. Wonderful to know, actually. Let me ask you this, Dave. If somebody's listening this morning and they just have, you know, because I have many family and friends, veterans, some still serving, but somebody that's listening this morning and this just touches their soul, and they would like to volunteer some of their time to help the Marine Corps League, or they would like to donate money. Is this possible, and how could they go about doing that?
Oh, absolutely. Again, reach out to us or go on the website, has a phone number, and it also has our email. It'll take you directly and send it to our detachment email, and we will get back with you. Probably invite you into a meeting so we can talk to you, either the regular monthly membership meeting or the officer meeting, which takes place a couple of days before that, and kind of figure out, what do you want to do? How would you like to be involved? Would you like to make a donation? We'll work that out ahead of time. But yeah, any and all, just please reach out. A lot of folks are looking
or how do I give back? They just don't realize some of these groups and organizations are out there. We are here.
Right. That's great to know. And the website, let me give it to you guys listening this morning one more time. We have about 4 minutes left on the interview. The website is mcl1138.tripod.com. mcl1138.tripod.com. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio talking with Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant of the Marine Corps League here of Washington County. I didn't get to ask you, and we talked about some of the great things and programs. What is the motorcycle group? What is that one?
We have our own little motorcycle group to get together here, and we try to get rides together to just for camaraderie amongst ourselves. We are in the process of maybe doing different runs to raise money for whatever we're wanting to do, like for Reese or somebody that needs some help. And because we take care of our own, and for somebody that needs help, we will do that. And we're in the process of getting that organized to where we can do runs to benefit different organizations or whatever. And that's where we're at right now. We're involved with the Blue Ride, which is a very big ride that they put together. And we have members that belong to the Patriot Guard, the Legion Riders, and so forth. But we have our own little group, but we're working on it.
That's great. And Dave, what exactly, or Jim, either one of you, both of you this morning can take this question. The Honor Color Guard, I want you to talk about that. We talked about that earlier in the interview, and I think this is so amazing and honorable and impressive. Talk about that.
Okay, we do have an Honor Color Guard. Oh, there's actually two different functions, so to speak. The Color Guard is what's going to show up for parades. And for quite a few years, the Marine Corps League Washington County is known as having the largest or full front Color Guard, 6-8 members of front at times, showing up for the parades. And obviously promoting patriotism, you know, out there exhibiting the stars and stripes for everyone to see at front of the parades. The Honor Guard, that's where we go out and we conduct services for not only our members, but all fallen Marines within Washington County. We have a little bit shorter, a little bit different service for those non-members, but we try to make sure we get out there. Holy cow, at one time we used to show up unannounced and they couldn't believe we showed up to honor our fallen like that in full uniform and put on a little service. Now, obviously with COVID and whatnot, we organize it with the funeral homes and a lot of them automatically just call us. Hey, we have a Marine here. Would you mind coming and doing a service? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. That's kind of our last tribute to our fallen. We got to do it. And if I could, one of the things we failed to mention earlier is the Marine Corps League has a foundation, both at the national and the department, which is the state level. National, obviously, they handle things a little bit different. They, where their funds go. But I will tell you, as a past officer of the department foundation, we take care of any Marine, FMF Navy Corpsman, FMF Navy Chaplain that becomes in need in Pennsylvania. One of the easiest ways for them to reach out is to go to the Director of Veterans Affairs in their counties. And they say, hey, we got a jarhead, corpsman, chaplain, whatever here. Mm-hmm. They're on dire straits. They'll submit an application to our Department of Pennsylvania Foundation, and we're able to help them out monetarily. We don't have all the funds of some of the bigger VSOs, but just like the Marine Corps is, we're fast.
Yeah.
We can get them there and, kind of hold off the wolves, hold the wolves at bay, get some funds in there until some of the larger foundations can come into play. But that's, again, for all Marines, FMF Navy Corpsmen, FMF Navy Chaplains across the state, and Attachment 1138, we donate to that every year as well to assist. So we take care of our own.
That's really great to know. Go ahead.
Yeah, another big thing we've been getting into lately is there's called the Guardian Angel Service Dogs.
Okay.
They're building a facility in Washington County to train these dogs. And we've been involved with them monetarily and in contact with the people that are setting this up. And it's a very, very good organization. We had a gentleman speak to us, a fellow Marine. If you're familiar with the number 22, that's the number of veterans who commit suicide every day. of all the service dogs that are out there, there has not been one suicide.
Wow.
For someone that has a service dog. And this is getting to be one of our very big things that we're trying to back as much as we can. Support, like I said, we're not a big organization. We're a 503-4C, so for a veteran service organization. And our fundraisers have been down a little bit because of COVID. But we're trying to get involved with that as much as we can now because we think it's a very good thing, because that not only serves Marines, but any service veteran that needs a dog. And that's something I think it's going to be big on the horizon for us.
Very good. Very good. It is nothing but a pure pleasure this morning finding everything out about the Washington, the Marine Corps League here. It's Melanie Taylor. This is Odyssey Radio. We talked this morning to Jim Price, Commandant, and Dave White, past Commandant. Gentlemen, sirs, thank you for your service. Thank you for everything that you do and are still doing. And thank you for joining us on Odyssey Radio this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Appreciate it now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.